It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already the 15th and 16th. Labor Day has come and gone. We're mid into September already. Thank God the temperatures have cooled down. Big shout out to my running friends who participated in the Friendly Kitchen Road Race a couple Friday nights ago, as well as the halfway to St. Patrick's Road Race in Manchester. Thank you, running friends. I know that most races really raise funds for various charities and so forth, so I really appreciate your involvement. So on the topic of involvement for an appropriate cause, with me this weekend is Erica Bodwell and Sarah Palermo, who head up the Campaign for Legal Services. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this weekend. I know you're both very busy women, and to join little Tom Raffio on the weekend of the 15th and 16th, my God, I'm honored.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having us.
All righty. And you both, I know, are going to speak right into that microphone. And for my running friends as well, don't forget today is the Hooksett Road Race, September 15th. So let's take a step back. We will have plenty of time to talk about the charity softball game, which is coming up just in 1 week at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, September 22nd. Fisher Cats, they may are in the playoffs, but that season will be over. So thank the leadership at New Hampshire Fisher Cats for allowing us to host the first ever charity softball game. But I think it's important, first of all, Sarah, describe your role at the New Hampshire Legal Assistant, and Erica, your role chairing the Campaign for Legal Services, and then we'll circle back into the softball game later.
Sure. So thanks so much for having us, Tom. It's a real pleasure to be here and a great opportunity for us to talk about civil legal aid. The Campaign for Legal Services is a joint fundraising initiative that supports two programs. One of them is New Hampshire Legal Assistance, and the other is the Legal Advice and Referral Center. And my role is to coordinate that fundraising work with a great group of volunteers that Erica is leading this year.
Yep, thanks, Tom, for having us. My role is as chair of the Campaign for Legal Services, which is a rotating chair role, and I follow in the footsteps of other John Broderick, Attorney General Gordon McDonald, former U.S. Attorney Emily Rice. So I'm honored to be the chair of the campaign.
Now, a couple of Fridays ago, I had Jamie Burnett on the show, the live show Friday, with for Ken Kale, and so he's heading up the softball game, right? So that was his involvement, correct?
That's right. Jamie came on board almost a year ago at this point. I just kind of brought up the idea once through our friends at Delta Dental. The campaign had an opportunity to talk with the Fisher Cats about the kind of work we do, and they were so excited about the difference that these programs make in the community. They wanted to find a way that they could support these programs, and we came up with this idea for our first ever softball game, and I brought that to Jamie, and he just ran with the idea to a degree that I think we were all amazed with.
And it's September 22nd, and tickets are $10, and it's right at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, and there'll be famous people like former Governor Lynch and former Senator Kelly Ayotte playing. And Kelly and I have a challenge because when we used to throw out first pitches together, I would warm up with her. So she knows I actually warm up and throw from the rubber, not in front of the pitching mound. So she thinks I'm too competitive.
Uh-oh.
But... I want to play in the field. Erica, the campaign raised $304,000 or so in 2017. Your goal this year is $350,000. And having gone to the breakfast, I saw firsthand the impact. Why is it important that we raise these dollars? And when we say equal access to justice for all, which is the tagline in your annual report, why is that so important?
So as many people know, there's a right to counsel in criminal cases. So if you're charged with a crime, you have a right to an attorney. And if you can't afford one, an attorney will be provided for you. The same cannot be said for civil cases. civil cases are cases. They could be domestic violence. They could be landlord-tenant cases. They could be divorce, child custody. These types of cases where you need an attorney as much as you would need an attorney in a criminal case, but one will not be provided for you. And if you can't afford one, you simply don't get one. So it does not afford equal access to justice, to the legal system. New Hampshire Legal Assistance and the Legal Advice and Referral Center are funded in part through federal and state funds. Is that correct, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
In part through federal and state funds, but there's a huge gap in the funding and the need, and that's where the Campaign for Legal Services comes in. My role with the campaign as Vice President and General Counsel at Northeast Delta Dental was to bring the need of civil legal aid to the attention of corporations and corporate employers
and to arm twist me for a corporate donation.
Yes, exactly.
which we did.
Right.
And then getting other, like Bellwether Credit Union, and using some of my CEO contacts. And it's so important. And tell us why it's important, Sarah, because according to your annual report, over 16,000 people were helped by legal aid, and many of those were children, seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. So probably the people in most need, you know, we're getting the services, correct?
Absolutely. The people that we serve are the cases where we feel that the intervention of a professional legal advocate will be the most beneficial. So these are cases where a child with disabilities isn't getting the educational services that she needs to succeed in school, or a senior who's been financially exploited and is socially isolated and really doesn't have anyone else to speak up for them, let alone speak up for them in court. So we certainly take the cases where we can make the most impact.
And tell us about the volunteer hours, because obviously we can raise funds, but then you obviously need lawyers to take on these cases. So you have a network of lawyers, you know, that help you out?
We do. We work, our programs work in collaboration with the New Hampshire Bar Association's pro bono program. The Legal Advice and Referral Center is sort of the one door that people in need of civil legal aid can go there, apply online, get a phone consultation with an advocate who can give them triage help for their legal problem, and then refer them on to a specialist, but maybe a staff attorney at NHLA or maybe a volunteer with the pro bono program. And then on top of that, NHLA and LARC themselves receive volunteer help from the community, whether that's someone from the Retired Senior Volunteer Program who comes in and answers phones and alleviates the pressure on our legal secretaries, or retired attorneys who consult on cases that they have a particular expertise in.
Now, as Erica mentioned, you do rely on a mix of federal, state, and local funding, but there's been a decline in federal and state funding over the years, so it's that much more important we do the fundraising. Why has there been a decline? Is just the overall situation with the federal and state government in terms of budgets, or is there any other rationale for that?
There's a number of factors at play there. It is definitely just the growing pressures on all the parts of the state and federal budget. There are a lot of needs to meet, and I think that the federal funds that go to legal aid have been in a lot of years haven't risen. So there's, you know, pressures of inflation and pressures on that money that's not growing. And then,
it's so important. You know, I went to the breakfast, and obviously I was aware of the program, but actually listening, seeing the statistics is one thing, which you do a nice job in the annual report, you know, that there were over 16,000 people that were helped. But when you actually listen to the stories, you know, without this legal assistance, you know, whether it's, you know, lead poisoning, whether it's a rent dispute, I mean, lives can go one of two ways, a further downward spiral or recovering and becoming, you know, successful members of the adult community. So why don't you describe some of those stories? Because I was practically in tears, you know, at the breakfast. So give us an example of some human interest stories.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we take on the cases where we think we will have the most impact, where someone has the need that will be served the best by having professional legal aid part of their case. One case that has stuck with me over the years is a woman that we call Sita, and she's an immigrant, a refugee from Bhutan, and she's also hearing impaired. So she speaks mostly through a Bhutanese sign language. When she came to America with her husband and her two kids, life was difficult for them in a lot of ways that it is for immigrants and refugees, but it was compounded for Sita when her husband began drinking and became increasingly violent. She really fought against the norms in her neighborhood and family to choose to leave him because it would be the best life for her children. But she needed legal aid to make sure that she had access to the services she would need to make her case in court, because the process of going through translation for someone in a legal case is so time consuming that it's not a case that was appropriate for us to send to a volunteer attorney. It would be not an efficient use of that volunteer's time. So we took that on as a staff case, arranged for translators and volunteers, and we were able to get her a protective order and a parenting plan that lets her children continue to see their father and continue to have a relationship with him in a safe way, but protect Sita from what she had been enduring before.
How does the public know that if they're in this situation where they need a civil representation, you know, that they can at least give you a call and give it a shot?
We work hand in hand with other community partners around the state. We have some of our domestic violence advocacy project members are stationed at the crisis centers around the state.
Perfect.
So they're there when someone comes in that moment of crisis to help them fill out the paperwork correctly right away. So they're starting their case with all the right boxes checked and all the right I's dotted. And we also work with groups like the Greater Nashua Continuum of Care organization, making sure that seniors in that community know what their rights are and that caregivers also know what the rights of seniors are.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend, September 15th and 16th, is Erica Bodwell, who is heading up the Campaign for Legal Services. If you don't see her at Northeast Delta Dental, because she's on the road explaining the importance of it, and Sarah Palermo, who's the executive director. So, Sarah, let's start with you in terms of if we've inspired the audience, they want to go to the softball game to see people like Kelly Ayotte and John Lynch. Maybe me, but also see John Broderick and so on and so forth. How do they buy a ticket, and can they get it on game day?
Absolutely, they can show up on game day. Gates will open at 1:00 at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium in Manchester. But they can also get them ahead of time, and that's at nh-cls.org. There's a link there that you can click on that'll take you right to the ticket page. It'll also bring you to the page that shows you all of our great sponsors for this event. Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Preddy Flaherty, a number of other great sponsors that we've had that have made this event already shaping up to be a really big success.
And a big shout out to Jamie Burnett, you know, for leading it. And if you can't go to the softball game but want to change lives, you can also go on that website, nh-cls.org, and make a contribution, or you can mail contributions to the Campaign for Legal Services at 117 North State Street, Concord, New Hampshire, 03301. So you mentioned Jack Sanders, Erica. So he was the predecessor chair, correct? So he and John Broderick have the world record for, I don't know, the ask me quickly saying yes. So there are three gentlemen that do this to me: Dr. Silvio Dupuy, John Broderick when it came to mental health, and Jack when it came to the Campaign for Legal Services. Silvio held the original record of 2 minutes, then John Broderick lowered that to 1 because when he told me about the Campaign for Mental Health, and then later when I learned about the Campaign for Legal Services and Equal Access to Justice for All. To me, it's also related as well to some of these other issues. So Jack Sanders, you know, broke the record. And I think in like 30 seconds, I said yes to you and yes to, it's never ending, the yeses, which is a good thing. But really, and but it just shows you, I mean, to me, for people living below the poverty line, I mean, civil legal aid is really the only way you can access the American right. process for justice for all. We all watch too much TV. You know, one of the TV shows, you know, that I watch now is The Good Wife, and you see all these lawyers and you think and they're public defenders and this and that, and you think, you know, all of these people are getting this type of help in general. But as you said, it doesn't necessarily apply to the civil side
right.
of things.
Right. And so if you can't afford a lawyer, and this goes for not just people that live below the poverty line, but there's plenty of people that make a reasonable salary that cannot afford a lawyer for their divorce or for their landlord-tenant case or their domestic violence or their child's education. And so that's why this is such a critical issue and cause for employers to understand. Because if your employee is out or is dealing with a divorce or is without any help, they are not going to be as focused at work.
Right. And that's why I think it's good. And that's a nice segue into talking about why we want to get employers involved, because you don't realize the indirect cost. Because if you have an employee that's worried about they're being kicked out of their apartment, or if there's some domestic abuse thing going on and things like that, they're obviously not focused at work.
So exactly.
So it's really important that the employer gets involved. So I'm glad to hear that you've been on the road as well with not only Rotary Clubs, but also employers. Do people realize, I mean, this statistic, it's alarming that if less than 10% of the people who need civil legal aid are actually get a lawyer. That's astounding, isn't it?
One of the great things that our programs have been doing in the years since that study was done is really trying to expand the ways that legal aid fills that gap. So the Legal Advice and Referral Center, for example, has a number of FAQ self-help guides on their website that have been expanded and built upon since that study was done. So that's a place where people can go if they have a question, and while they're waiting for their consultation or while they're waiting to connect with a staff attorney, maybe they can get some insight and some information that will help them advocate for themselves. So the scope of legal aid goes from, you know, the spectrum of full representation in court with, you know, a team of advocates, like I talked about a little earlier with the young woman who came here from Bhutan, all the way to someone else that we featured in our annual report, who's a working mom who was going to be evicted, even though she had been paying her rent on time. And all she needed was help filling out the paperwork to answer that charge and tell her story. And Lark was able to help her do that for herself. And she stood up in court and made her case on her own. So there's a full spectrum where we're trying to fill that gap.
And I think it's also civil legal aid and New Hampshire Legal Assistance and Lark in particular are extremely helpful to the courts as well, because so many people are now what we call pro bono or unrepresented in the court system. And that's very hard on the court system, on judges, on clerks, because they don't have a lawyer that speaks the language that's leading the way. And so I think that the state in general, and certainly taxpayers, benefit from the work that civil legal aid, that New Hampshire Legal Assistance provides in helping lessen the burden on the courts.
That's another great point, Erica. I think, again, almost as good as the employer point, which is if people are distracted because they're worried about it, they're not going to be productive. But also, it can actually make the court system more efficient.
Absolutely.
If people are talking, using the same language and know when to object and when, you know, and when not to. So how do you, Sarah, tell us how the collaboration with the pro bono program of the New Hampshire Bar Association works to refer, you know, volunteer attorneys when that's appropriate?
Sure. That mostly happens through the Legal Advice and Referral Center and NHLA's Domestic Violence Advocacy Project. They work together to partner interested and trained private attorneys from law firms or corporations, general counsel offices, who have been trained on representing people. And the reason I mentioned the Domestic Violence Project is because there are these hearings that happen right at the beginning of a case involving domestic violence. That's about just getting a protective order, getting someone some security around their next steps. And the LARC staff will complete an intake with someone, do all the screening questions, all that paperwork, and find out what they need, what they're eligible for, and will then, you know, connect that person with an interested and trained advocate from the pro bono program who can be there just for that hearing, just to get them that first step on the way.
And that would be the volunteer lawyer that Tom was talking about.
Right.
And how many, I mean, how do you get the lawyers to volunteer? I know a lot of them are busy. They all have good hearts, and we have the same thing in the dental community. A lot of dentists do, you know, pro bono dentistry for veterans and things like that. So how do you get a big enough network so that you're handling these cases?
So I'm not entirely sure how the pro bono program does it. I know they do a lot of work on outreach and training, and they do great work. You should have, I think it's Pam Dodge over there, who's one of their trainers. You should have her on. She can tell you all about it.
You know, okay. Pam was one of my paralegal students back in the day.
Oh, that's incredible.
And look at her now.
But
look at you now, Erica.
But the way that lawyers end up volunteering is just it feels like it's part of your ethical obligations.
Yeah, yeah.
And generally your law firm or your employer support it.
Right. But it's still, I mean, to me, it still takes, you know, a big heart. But when you see, like I said, at the breakfast, when you hear the story, statistics are one thing. But when you actually see how without a lawyer, there would have been a total downward spiral, not only of the individual, but of the entire family. Because if the mom or the dad are the primary breadwinner and they're not getting what they need from the legal system, then the whole family goes down.
Right.
So I mean, it's just, I encourage everybody to go to the next breakfast. So let's get back to softball. So it's September 22nd, and your goal is, you've already raised about $13,000, and I think we're trying to have a goal of what, double that. So we need that's what I think we should.
Yeah,
so I
that's
need
our goal,
so my
for
CEO
sure.
friends, I know you listen to this. I know you want to be on this show with me, so here's how you can. Just call me at the office, 223-1300, or email me at tomraffio@anydelta.com. I'll first take your donation, then I'll schedule you for more radio. And Sarah, the only thing I'm going to be requesting, I want to play shortstop or second base. So who do I need to see?
Who's his coach, Dan Feltes or Jeremy?
Senator Feltes is your coach.
Okay,
so well
I know Dan.
In.
Tell
okay,
Dan.
I
just
played.
Tell Dan.
We played basketball at Jeremy Woodward's basketball game in January.
And he's the other coach,
right?
Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. Well, then maybe I should get Jeremy.
Maybe you should switch teams.
Yeah.
So your website is nh-cls.org. And are you a one-woman band, Sarah?
In part, I have a lot of amazing coworkers who help with a lot of different things. I have a big database because we've been, you know, blessed to have a lot of donors over the years. So I have someone who helps me maintain that. But when it comes to the public outreach and the materials and publications we put together, I do a lot of that.
Well, you gave the right answer, because people in New Hampshire love to hear that we're really frugal on the administration, and that dollars raised, you know, go directly to the legal services. As opposed to administrative overhead. So thank you for all you do. Again, the softball date is September 22nd. You can go on nh-cls.org to buy a ticket, or you can show up at the game on September 22nd at 1 o'clock. If you want to just mail a check, it's a campaign for legal services, 117 North State Street in Concord. And for my CEO friends, as you heard, it's very important for corporations to get behind this, because your employees distracted by worrying about legal issues makes for a less productive, you know, work environment. So there are many reasons. Plus, it's the right thing to do because, as your tagline says, equal access to justice for all. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Erica.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom
Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.